Are you concerned about what's to come with the NAR settlement, the commission lawsuits? What could happen if the DOJ gets their way? Well, I'm here to tell you, let's calm down. Let's do a couple things right now. And let's absolutely take advantage of the uncertainty and blow our business up despite what NAR and what the DOJ and what is to come in the real estate industry. Stay tuned. I'm going to tell you what to focus on right now, right here, so you can absolutely blow up your business.
Welcome to the Real Estate Agent Playbook, helping you win at the game of real estate every day. Here is your host, Jeremy Kane.
What's up, guys? Jeremy Kane, Real Estate Agent Playbook here, laying down my playbook for what's to come in the NAR settlement. I did talk about my predictions, but now we're going to talk agent to agent, and we're going to dial in exactly what we need to make sure that we explode our business versus being fearful of losing out on commissions here and commissions there. But while you're here, please like, comment, and subscribe if you're watching over on YouTube. If you're listening on the podcast, please throw me a 5-star review and share this with your favorite real estate agent. We are working on growing that community among others as we go. I did just launch my new course, The Foundations Builder by the Real Estate Agent Playbook. I am so excited about this. If you are interested in building the foundations of your business, if you've been in the business for 10 years, 1 year, this will absolutely help you lay the foundation exactly how you want to do it, build your business. It's choose your own adventure, and I'm so excited to bring that to market. So let's get into the NAR lawsuits and what agents can be doing right now to absolutely take advantage of the situation and not be fearful. First and foremost, I want you to understand that we are leveling the playing field. These are conversations that very few people have had regarding getting paid and how we're dealing with our clients. I know. All the top producers have been doing this since day one. They're so great at what they do. The honest truth is, that's not reality, right? We were just going along. We were getting the contract signed. We were doing our thing. We were getting paid through the MLS. We're getting everything we needed, right? So here's the deal. Once the level playing field happens, you have the ability to level up immediately because no one has more experience in navigating what's to come, what the sellers are going to do, navigating those listing agent conversations when you're talking about offering the compensation or not, or even if it's going to be allowed by the DOJ. So here's the deal. We just understand that this is an opportunity to level the playing field, right? I'm certainly had a lot more conversations with my clients than, you know, newer agents have. Have I had a ton of these conversations, and have I heard all of the responses based on the clients hearing things on the news and the headlines and all of that? No. So the playing field is level. So this is your chance. And if you are a top producer, again, level up. Right? We have to prove ourselves again and again in this industry, and this is no different. And I am very excited for that to happen because the honest truth is some of the top producers, some of the high-end team leaders and all of that, they're lazy. So let's see who is really out there doing the work, serving our clients and so on. But take advantage of this situation and don't be fearful because it's new to everybody. What comes down will be new to everyone. And as we change, you know, supposedly August 17th is when the NAR settlement is taking effect, whether the DOJ approves or not, which they won't by then. So we're moving there, but then the DOJ could throw a wrench in it at any time and say, nope, sellers can't pay at all. This is where we're going. Newsflash, I think that that's where we're going to end up. And I think NAR had that in mind when they put the concessions and the lending institutions started changing those concessions and the interested party contributions so that they can be a concession added on to the limits based on those loans. So I think ultimately that's might be where we land, but there's going to be an adjustment after the DOJ, you know, comments or, you know, signs off for whatever they do. So it's not going to be just this one adjustment right now, but the level playing field will continue to level out because from that point on in the news, the consumer is going to have more information and it's going to be an opportunity for everybody to level up and be on the same playing field. So what's that do? Hopefully that motivates you. Hopefully as a new agent, as an experienced agent who's fearful of this, as a tenured agent who, you know, is absolutely doesn't know what's going to happen. I hope that motivates you. I am extremely excited for the opportunity to find different ways to have conversations, different ways to provide value. And this is exactly what you need to be doing. You need to be tightening your business practices now. We no longer will have the ability to just rely on Zillow and build these massive teams that sell hundreds of millions of dollars and, you know, basically give all their commission away to these big corporations or realtor.com or whatever lead source that you have. I think that in general, buyers' leads are not going to be as desired through the ways that they are. Because if you're on the internet, if you're clicking through these, if you're like, oh, but I don't know a real estate agent, whatever, I don't know a real estate agent that's providing me value. Well, if you're that consumer, you're not going to really be 100% ready to just write checks to your real estate agent because they're worth it, right? And so as an agent, we need to tighten down. We need to expand our spheres. We need to be having these conversations because those are the people that you show value to 24/7, 365 are the people that are going to, you know, absolutely stand up and, you know, write the check if they need to, if the seller can't pay or whatever. So tighten down your business practices. Make sure you are making these touches. Make sure that you are building these relationships and your client experience is extremely where it needs to be, which is exactly why I built my course. And I hope that you will take a look at that. Click the link below and we can have a conversation about that as well. But you will be seeing more of that. So the Foundations Builder, so look for that. But as we kind of move forward here, I want you all to hear that regardless of how this goes and what changes, the need for agents will be there. And as an agent, we save clients time, money, energy, a lot of stress. And that's where we need to kind of build our value proposition. We can't just be checking boxes. It's not 2021 or COVID where we're closing deals from our desks. We need to be making sure that we are providing the utmost value, that we know the market, that we have something to provide. And agents will always have something to provide. But I would be fooling you if I was said, you know, it's just that 120-hour, 160-hour class, whatever your state, you know, offers that separates you, because getting your real estate license, the barrier entry is very low. And so we have to take it from there and launch from that position. And so make sure that you are tightening those business practices, that you understand that there is and will be a need for good agents, good representation as we move forward, and the compensation eventually will be sorted out and we will have rules to play by. And that's the bottom line. We must build stronger client relationships. And so we can have these databases, and if you have databases of leads and Zillow leads and realtor.com leads and Facebook leads, start building relationships, right? Hopefully those were targeted to an avatar, whether, you know, that's first-time home buyers or first-time home sellers or downsizers or whatever your avatar was. Make sure that you are stepping up your game, building those relationships. Come with a value package for that specific avatar. Build that out and strengthen those relationships. Because if you're strengthening those relationships, if you're showing up on the days that it's not like, hey, I'm ready to buy a house now. If you're showing up on all the days and you're building those relationships and you're becoming the go-to resource for all things, not just real estate, you will be thanking yourself when these conversations are very easy, because your money is not made. And I will say this out loud, right? Dislike, like, whatever you want to do. Real estate agents are overpaid if all we're doing is showing five houses, getting them under contract and hanging out with them for 30 days. If we're making, you know, $10, $15, $20, $40,000 for 15 days worth of work or 30 days worth of work, that's probably an overpayment, just to be kind. And so we must understand that 30 days, certainly that's a brokerage relationship, that's all, you know, whatever, but our money is made on the periphery of those 30 days. What'd you do before? What'd you do during? And what are you going to do after for the rest of, you know, that relationship or your lifetime or whatever that looks like? So think of client relationships in that manner. And then we are vastly underpaid, right? But if we're talking about, you know, knowing the disclosures, they can get those online. Understanding, you know, that you need an inspection and appraisal and negotiation, right? ChatGPT can help, you know, people who have never bought a house negotiate if they put all the information in there, right? So understand that it's those 30 days are great. And I understand that, you know, a lot of people do a lot of things within those 30 days, but it's what's outside of those 30 days that is actually life-changing, that is actually the value that you provide. So strengthen those relationships from day one through the closing and beyond. So certainly there are challenges ahead for the real estate industry, for the buyer's agent, for the listing agents, for all these conversations that are to be had. But I think there is real opportunity to really dial in and make a lot of money during this. Certainly there will be agents that exit the business. That's not my hope. That's not my wish. That's why I do what I do. If you're an agent thinking about leaving the business and thinking it might be too hard, this video is just for you. Please book a call with me. I'd love to chat with you. Whether you're at eXp, you never want to come to eXp, you're in my organization, whatever that looks like, book a call. I would love to help you find your energy and your passion, because there's real opportunity in what's to come. And I don't want anyone to leave the industry. So I hope that works for you. Like, comment, subscribe, go get a win today and share the podcast with anybody. Or if you're on the road, check it out next time. Every single YouTube video is simulcasted on the audio format wherever podcasts are distributed. So we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.